Hello and welcome to the Supernatural House of Prayer tonight. Welcome, 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 welcome. Before we start our prayer, let's welcome the Holy Spirit tonight in this house, in your house, wherever you're located. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit. Amen. Spirit of the living God, we come this day and we just give everything over to you. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly there is no one beside you. Today we come and we ask for forgiveness, oh Father God, from every sins that have been committed, everything that we do that's wrong. We are asking you tonight to wash us in the blood. That way we can come boldly to your throne and we can seek mercy in the time of need. So tonight, Lord, we ask you to forgive us. We hide ourselves. I hide myself behind the cross. And let you, Holy Father, come forth and be glorified. Glorify yourself now through me as you did your son, Christ Jesus. Why? Because then I'll be able to hear from you and I'll be able to execute through you. Every single person under the sound of my voice tonight, whether they're online or whether they're going to be listening in the recording, Father, I pray for a supernatural touch that you'll touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. And everything that is in need, everything that they need, Father God, that you will bring it to their, I would say in their hands. Put it in their hands, Lord. Touch them. Open up their eyes that they may be able to see and hear and know what the Spirit of God is saying to the church today. Lord, I thank you. Oh, I praise you. I worship you and I give you praise. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. 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 Open up the windows of heaven, oh God. Pour out a supernatural blessing upon us tonight. Remove every stumbling block out of our way tonight. Remove every stumbling block that is blocking what is supposed to be for us. Satan has no power and no authority over us. Jesus Christ, you took the keys and you gave it to us. That way we can come boldly to the throne and we can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for peace. Thank you for quiet. Thank you for safety. There is no destruction that is going to come near our dwelling. No way. So we do thank you tonight. Yes, yes, we do. We thank you. We thank you for the supernatural. Yes, we do. We praise you. We thank you for the open doors. Yes, we do. And we walk through every single door that is positioned for us. And the ones that is not for us, close them behind us. But the ones that's for us, let us walk right through them. Bind up every evil source. Yes, every mouth, yes, that has rise up against us. Yes, in condemnation, close the mouth of the lion, close the mouth of the tiger, close the mouth of the snake, close those venomous snake type hissing spirit, close every ugly head, every viper, Lord God, my God, oh my God. Leviathan, close their mouth. Python, close their mouth. Every dog type spirit, close their mouth. Every lurking eyes, close their eyes. Every hand that's not for us, close their hands. Give us fingers out of war. Teach us how to war in the spirit. Teach us how to fight. Let's get into the word of God and fight the good fight of faith. We bind the spirit of confusion. We break now the spirit of fear. We come against every lying, detestable spirit that has come out of the worm type situation that want to come in and be parasitic in our lives. We drive them to the four corners of the earth, drive them out of our areas, out of our family life. Lord God, I come this day and I thank you for the supernatural. I thank you, Lord, that the windows of heaven are open. I thank you, Lord, for strategic planning, that you are giving us insight. I do thank you, Lord, this night. I can declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. We will rejoice in it. I thank you, Lord God Almighty. I praise you, Almighty God. The blessings of the Lord run after us and overshadow us. There is no backlash. I thank you, Father, that when we get ready to get the house, it will go through smoothly. I thank you, Father God, for those who are believing, God, for strong family tonight. I thank you, Father God, that the angel of guard is touching those families tonight. I thank you, Father God, as I speak out of my mouth tonight, the blessings of the Lord will come forth, run after us, and overshadow us. There is no sickness in God. Everything is God is good. Everything in God is yes and amen. We can trust him that he will bring everything that we need to pass. We can trust him that, yes, faith, that we have faith for what we believe and it's going to manifest itself. We can trust him, Almighty God. Yes. Yes, we hide ourselves behind the cross. Yes, and let the cross of Jesus Christ come forth. Glorify us now, O God, that the heavens may see and know that there is no other God beside Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh provides. Jehovah Jireh provides. We need provision tonight. We need provision tonight. Our family needs Savior tonight. We need it tonight, God. We need the Almighty God to show up into our area that is not in line with the word of God. We need the angels of God. Aren't they not angels sent for to ministering angels for the hero of salvation? We are owned by you, God. We come into your kingdom tonight, God. There is nothing lacking, nothing wanting in your kingdom. We can call upon the provider. We can call upon the one who sacrificed for us. We can call upon the sanctifier tonight. And we can say, thank you, Lord Jesus. In you we move and we have our being. Every demonic source and force broken off of us, they have no teeth in their head because they are defeated based on the word of God. Colossians 2, 15, Lord God Almighty, 14, you make a show of them openly. You dictate and you take them down. Lord God Almighty, you took them down, Lord. They have no power and no authority over us. None, none, none whatsoever. Gotta drink water. I gotta drink water. I'm thirsty. Hallelujah. 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 You're going through something tonight and you need peace? Call upon the one who is peaceful. Call upon the one who is the Prince of Peace. He has established himself as Jehovah. You are the Lord of peace. You are my Jehovah Shalom. Shalom, come on down. Send forth the holy angels upon us tonight. Naleko shandala la, remangula boko teke le bindi la ba. In the mighty name of Jesus, peace in the storm, peace in the storm. Sheke la katata teke, peace in the storm, peace in the storm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Peace in the storm. Where there's confusion, bring peace. Where there's confusion, bring joy. Peace, Almighty God. peace in our household tonight. Every family disorder, bring them back in order. Children that needs to be saved, bring them back, Lord. Children that needs to repent, bring them back into repentance. Family structure that need to be saved tonight, save them in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said, unless the house build, oh my God, if the house is built, if we don't build it with the Lord, we labor in vain. Father God, we call for strong families tonight. We call for children having manners to their family members, having manners to their mom and dad. We call for the Joshua generation, and we can declare tonight, God, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that the husband in the house, that they're bold as a lion. They know how to stand up, Lord, and they know how to bring order in the house. I thank you, Father God, that the mom becomes the helpmeet, and the mom look over the Proverbs 31. I thank you, Father God, that she's not a drippy faucet. I thank you, Father God, that she will walk up line. They will walk together hand in hand, speaking the word of God. I thank you that the children, Lord God, would have manners and in order, my gosh, and they will raise up with wisdom. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, I praise you. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you. Lareke shambo kola, remengele basi, lamokora babaha, my Lord, I thank you that the family members are patient. I thank you that mom have patience and mom will teach them structure. I thank you, Father God, that they'll do Bible reading. I thank you, Father God, that they'll anoint them with oil. I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the foundation of the rock will be in that house. I thank you, Father God. I praise you, Father God, that they won't be foolish. I thank you, Father God, the word of God declaring Matthew, that if a house built on the sand, when the rain comes, it will take it down. But if it build on the solid ground, it will stand. Father God, I thank you that we're building strong foundation, our families. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, if the mom and dad does not know how to build their house, I thank you, Father God, that they'll fall on their face and they'll cry out to you, Lord, because you are the one that builds the house. For every house that's built by someone, if it's built by you and if it's not built by God, oh my God, there is confusion. I thank you, Father God, that the husband will go forth. I thank you going out there, Lord, and bringing home the bacon. That's what they said in the natural. But Father God, I thank you that finances will run after him and overshadow him and overtake him. And oh, Father God, if there's no husband in the house, I pray for that mother, Lord. I pray for the mother will stand in the gap as a husband and as a mom. As a husband and a wife in that house, Lord, I thank you that she will raise up those kids and they will call her blessed. I thank you that there won't be a curse, that they will grow up in respect. I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the word of God declare that the children must honor the mother and the father. Oh God, that their days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Lord, I thank you. Father God, I thank you. The word said in Exodus 20, verse 12. Oh gosh, okay, shaky, bake, honor your father and your mother. Spirit, now go forth and touch those children. Father, the word said to provoke not the children to wrath. Father God, I pray that the mom and the dad will speak over them life. I pray that there's unity in the house. If there's no unity in the home, it's going to cause confusion. I call for these homes to come alive. Come alive, home. Come alive, home. Lord God, I'm going to go to Psalms, God, 133. In the mighty name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over the homes. Plead the blood of Jesus over every house, every doorpost. Just like the Israelites, God, when they're over there in Egypt, God, be beaten down and dragged down and tie down. Lord God, you raise up a standard. You put the blood on the door. Mwashikisa, Mikisha Baba, the same way, yes. Put the blood on every doorpost. Put the blood on your children. Let the fire of God come down and burn out every onslaught. Let the fire of God come down and burn out every chicken blood. Let the fire of God come down and burn out every witchcraft. Let the fire of God come down and burn out every obia. Let the fire of God come down and burn out every disobedience. My God, my God. Lord, my heart is not hearty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters. Lord, give us a humble heart. That is what it's saying here. A humble heart. That was the song of David, God Almighty. Give her a household. Give her a household, a humble heart for husband and wives. And if girlfriends and boyfriends are in-house raising family, I pray that they'll get married. I promote marriages tonight. I promote strong family homes tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command unity tonight. I command the man tonight, God. I promote it, God, where the man will leave his mom and dad and will cling to his wife and become one. I promote that woman tonight. I promote oneness and unity tonight, God. I promote it. Little little boss taco shake. My joy. I call for the quiet spirit in me and in everybody that's on the line. God taco toto comanande. Talking about the mom that have kids on breast and she weaned them. Children, I speak to your spirit tonight. Have manners. Respect. La 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 toko na kaba ba ba la ba sondo ko la ba 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 ba. Mi ando itata ko toko liya ba 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 ba. Mi ando ikanta tererere bang.
You're muted. We can't hear you.
Korabare kondele rabase tele batore babai. Oyama korea babala baste kele bastore abai. I pray for this Donald Salmon right now, God, in the hospital, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you'll go and you'll touch him, Father God. By his stripes, it is healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I call for the angel to go into Black River Hospital right now. I want you guys to stand in the gap. Stand in the gap with me tonight for Donald Salmon. S-A-L-M-O-N, I think it's Salmon.
We go before the throne room tonight and we say healing is the children's bread. Healing tonight, God. Healing for the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Drive out every sickness and every disease, God. Let him raise up, Lord God, under the power and under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Touch. Touch. Touch, Lord God Almighty. Touch, God. Ay, 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 every sickness and every disease, ay, 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 ay. Every sickness and every disease, ay, 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 ay. Every disease, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch him from the crown of his head to the bottom of his feet. Touch every infirmity. Touch every sickness. My God, my God, my God. Let him eat the bread of healing. Let him eat the bread of healing. Let his toast be healing tonight. Let his chicken be healing tonight. Whatever he could eat, let it be healing. Touch his body and let him heal. Touch his body and let him heal. Touch his hand and heal. Touch his eyes and his head and his toes. Heal him, Lord God Almighty. Mama kosho ba 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 na 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 ne. Nikato imayina kotaya labote. Call for the children. We call for the children now. The ones with pride, we take down pride. We beat down pride. We beat down pride. We beat down pride. And we call for humility, humility, humility. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. Father God, I pray that they'll grow up and they will be blessed. I thank you, God. Lord God, Abba Sunday. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Oh, my, na, da, ya, tande, na, 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 ina, ina, na, na, verse 6. Ooh, ina, my. Oh, na, ma, shato, ga, ba, ba, ba. We train up these children, God. We train them up, God. They come out of our belly. They come out of our loins. And they will not depart. Yes, ka, ba, 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 la, ba, sunduri, ya, ba. We bind every single thing that the enemy want to bring, and we command it to go to the four corners of the earth. Mashikisikotoi, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So tonight, God, we think, Father God, we think, Father God, about joy. We think, Father God, about peace. We think, Father God, about how we're going to correct our whole soul. How we're going to call upon you, Lord. We think, Lord God, how we're going to say, Lord, we cannot do it by ourselves. We cannot do it by ourselves. Whatever we have in our heart, we give it over to you. Whatever we can't take care of, we give it over to you. Lord God, Father God, even though we fall seven times, our household will get up. We will get up because we know that you, Lord God, died on the cross, Lord Jesus. You gave us the keys to the kingdom of God, and we can come boldly to the throne tonight, and we could declare peace in our home. We could declare peace in our flesh, peace in our mind. We could speak peace out of our mouth, salvation out of our mouth, deliverance out of our mouth, restoration out of our mouth, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name name of Jesus, we speak to every condition now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We praise you. We speak to every stroke in the mighty name of Jesus. Sugar, diabetes, come down in the mighty name of Jesus. High blood pressure, come down in the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, in the mighty name of Jesus. Overeating, come down in the mighty name of Jesus. Sexual sin, come down in the mighty name of Jesus. Lying demonic spirit, come down in the mighty name of Jesus. Foul, detestable spirit, come down in the name of Jesus. We drive it back to the four corners of the earth. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank God the blood prevail. There is no other blood but Jesus. Not the blood of the chicken, but the blood of Jesus. Not the blood of the bull, but the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Thank God Almighty, the blood prevail. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We walk tonight in Hebrews 11. Let's look at Hebrews. Ayamaya. Oh, inana, inana. Yanga mayinge yanga ka yaka mayendaroko. Jesus, 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 thou son of David, thou son of David, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, precious Holy Spirit, have mercy, have mercy. Precious Holy Spirit, have mercy, have mercy. We call upon your mercy tonight. We speak the word of God and life came. Don't be surprised in small beginnings. I just feel like laughing. Now faith is the substance of things for. What are you hoping for tonight? What is the evidence that you want to see? Trust him in the name of Jesus. Trust him in the name of Jesus. We're thanking him, Lord God, for a good report. Abel, make it in faith. Enoch, make it in faith. Noah, make it in faith. Lord God Almighty, Abraham, make it in faith. Shitty to tobacco lover, Isaac, Jacob, make it in faith. Father God, we stand and we believe that fear have no torment. Fear have no torment. Fear have no torment. All of those people died. Not the bull said, these are the people. All of them died in faith, not having received the promise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we receive the promise. We receive you, Jesus. We confess all our sins, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blood. We thank you that we can come boldly to you tonight, and we can call upon the God of Isaac, and we can call upon the God of Rebecca, and we say, come up now, Lord God Almighty. The God that spoke to Sarah. She laughed. But she still left up with her baby. Joseph, thrown in the dungeon. But he remembered those dreams that he had. He remembered those dreams. Even Moses that strike the rod make it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Thank you for the good report tonight, God. I pause. And I think, I pause and I listen. I pause and I give praise. I pause and I open my mouth and I say, Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy, God. Have mercy upon us tonight. My equal shop. Tonight, we thank you for the family. Families, we thank you for marriages tonight. If you're not married, still raising a family, we thank you. Every single person tonight, we thank God. Tonight, we thank God. We thank God for strong marriages. We thank God for strong homes. And you know what? If you have a husband in a home or a wife in a home, and they chose to live with thee, you can't put them out. Just trust God. If you're going through something, trust God. Trust God. Trust God and live. Trust God and live. Trust God and live. Bind the spirit, all those sins and diseases that comes in that trying to want to take away from the real family that God create. Homosexuality, it's a sin. And they want to come in and promote. First they come in and they take welfare and to take the place of a husband in the house. That doesn't have to say that if you don't need help, that they can't help. But it shouldn't be a long-time resource. It shouldn't be. Because what that does is it makes you in control. They control you. They control you and your family. That's what happens. And then you have to depend on them for everything. It is just not good. Look what's going on in our schools today. Look what's going on in the society today. But you know what? Matthew 24 talks about that. I think it was Matthew 24. You go look for it. You go check it out in your Bible. Because I'm not going over there. It's either 24 or 25. If I'm wrong, you go figure it out. Go figure it out. But I think it's either 24 or 25. Most likely it's 24. Talk about in the last days what was going to happen. We need to spend time in the Word of God for ourselves. Not because I'm saying that's what it is, you're going to say that's what it is. No, go find it and look it up for yourself. There's going to come a time where you don't have a Bible. It's going to come to that time. The way things are looking and going right now, can't you not see that things are going one-sided? That people want to be in control of us and be in control of you? Now people out there having their children and they cannot raise their kids the way they want them to raise because the government want to raise them. Can't you see what's going on? People looting and carrying on and they're getting rewarded for sin and stealing it. Can't you not see? It is time for prayer. How does this look? Two women getting married? They can't produce babies. They cannot. That is not how God created it to be. It's supposed to be a male and a female. It can't be two genes, Jennifer and Jane. It can't be like that. It will not work. No matter how they try, it will not work. You can't have two men producing babies. It will not work. That's not the order of God. Homosexuality is a sin, whether you like it or not. You do not hate the individual, but you hate the sin. Do not lie with a man. Exodus or Leviticus 18:22. Don't lie with a man as a man lie with a woman. Don't lie with a man. You cannot have a man and say the man is a woman. This is detestable. This is giving over to lust. It is not natural. It's a spirit. Don't you know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. It's a sin. We got to get our families back. We got to get our household back. We got to get it back. We got to go on our knees and we got to pray for our families. We got to bind those adulterous spirits. The spirit of prostitution and homosexuality. You got to bind the spirit of a thief and greedy. The spirit of drunkard, you got to be bound. Every sin got to be bound. Overeating is a sin. Slandering people is a sin. Talking bad about people is a sin. We got to just sanctify ourselves and be washed in the blood. You can be forgiven. You can be forgiven. If you confess your sins, the Father God said you will be purified. Lord God Almighty, open our eyes tonight and stop playing. Let me stop playing, God. Let me stop playing. Let me pray, God, for my family. Homosexuality is a sin. We cannot have Adam and Steve. You need Adam and Eve. We got to get back to the family. We got to raise proper children. We got to speak the word of God over their life. Children is a gift from God. We got to bind the spirit of pervert out there. Oh my God. From Washington to the cities of the town and the location. Break them from in the border. Bind the spirit of a rapist. Our children is life is on the balance. Family life is on the balance. They start out with abortion and they said abortion is right. If we have abortion ourselves, we repent and we ask God for forgiveness. If we didn't know no better, but now that we know better, we got to pray for those babies. We got to pray for those babies. We got to pray for those people that are going out and having sex and just go and take the pill and kill off these babies. And these babies coming out 9 months and in New York, they said you can still take them when they come out on the table. Jesus Christ, Almighty God, that is the form of wickedness. We got to call it the way we see it and stop playing church. People are dying. Our children are dying. Our family members are dying. Wake up. The Father God say, wake up. Wake up, Zion, wake up. Break and bind the spirit of abortion. Heal our emotion, God. The ones that have abortion and say, Lord, we shouldn't have did that. Heal their emotion, Lord God Almighty. Heal their heart. Forgive them, Lord Jesus, tonight. Bring forth emotional healing. Go into their inner heart. Heal them from the inside, from everything that they have done wrong, from everything that we have done wrong, from every family member that's harmed us, from every family member that we harm, for everybody that we harm, from everybody that harmed us. We forgive, we forgive, we forgive. Love, forgive. Love, forgive. We pray about Sate Koshamba Bara. We release the spirit of healing. We release the spirit of love and joy. 1 Corinthians 13, the supernatural love, the spirit of love. We release that tonight. Let me go to 1 Corinthians 13. Kitela batanda la botota. Ika na matandele kita bota. Ora mama kandele de kandala la bukatele de bakata. Inako shakala bosata. Don't you speak the man? Don't you speak the tongues, man? You know, man. You speak the Bible tells you, so don't you speak the tongues of men and of angels and give. You become a sounding brass and a tingling cymbals. And though you have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge. And do you all have all faith like we just talked about to remove mountains? And if you don't have love, which is, they call it charity, but it's love, you have nothing. And do you be sown all good? You could feed who you want. You could feed the poor. You could give it into your body to burn. If you don't have love, it profited nothing. What is love? Love is kind. If you are not kind, ask the Spirit of God to make you be kind. Write up some scriptures that make you kind. Ask the Word of God. Go into your Bible. Take your Google Translator out and look what the word kind means. What it is to be kind. What it is to be kind. Envy. Why are we envying each other? That's not love. You don't go around showing off yourself. That's not love. You don't go around being puffed up. Nobody want to be around us. That's not love. Do not behave yourself unseemingly. That means out of line, rude, detestable. That's not love. You don't seek your own. That's not love. You're not easily provoked. That's not love. You think it no evil. That's not love. When somebody is going through trauma or when they're going through all kind of stuff, the Bible says you rejoice not in iniquity. That's not love. But you're going to rejoice in truth. That is love. Listen to love. You're going to bear all things. Even when hell come at your door, bear all things. Bear it all things. Believe all things. You're going to believe that God sent the word, and the word is life, and the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take out your Bible and take out your phone and start Googling these words. Bear all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Are you enduring anything? Endure it. Endure it. Cry out to God even though it hurts. Cry out to him and endure it. It is not easy. But go find you some enduring scripture and say, God, I can't take this. I can't do this by myself. But I'm going to endure it to the end. Because at the end of the chapter, I read in the book where you took the enemy out. The enemy took him out. And I read in Matthew 16 where you give me the keys, verse 19. I don't have any other choice but to believe. I don't have any other choice but to believe. I don't have no other choice but to believe. I don't have no other choice but to trust him. I don't have no other choice but to rejoice in truth. I don't have no other choice but not to be provoked, not provoke me. Bind the spirit of evil, every evil thought. I bind it. I plead the blood of Jesus over my body. Plead the blood of Jesus over yourself now. Plead the blood of Jesus and say, Father God, I want the spirit of love in my life. I want the spirit of joy in my life. Me costa bekendo te bingo kabinga. I want to walk in the spirit of truth. Ina koshe ke bamba ba kondo koba. Because even though you prophesy, and if you don't have the spirit of love, you don't have nothing. The greatest is faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love. We need the spirit of love. God, forgive us. God, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord God, for not walking in love. Forgive me, Lord God, for not walking in your spirit. Forgive me, Lord God, for being puffed up. Forgive me, Lord God, for being envious. Forgive me, Lord God. Forgive me, Jesus. Wash me in the blood, God. Lord God, don't I do all of that? I do all of that. Running around with chicken with my head cut off. If that's going to make nothing, it won't make no sense. If I don't have love, none of the gifts that I'm working with, none of the gifts that I have is going to profit me anything. None. I will be lost in space trying to find my way back, and I would not even be able to. Because all I would be working on is just gifts. And that is not going to make me go to heaven. That's what the word of God is saying. And there's a scripture in the Bible saying, he said, depart from me, I know you not. Of all the work that person was doing. But Jesus gave a parable. When he made that parable, he said, he was trying to tell the person, seek me first. Seek my face. Don't seek my hand. Seek me. Because every single thing lies within me. When you seek me, you have every single thing that you need. When you put me first, every single thing that is in need of, you got it. Because it's in my breast. And everything is going to come out of my breast to you. And better yet, because I live in you, when you speak out of your belly, I am going to come out on the scene because myself, that's what Jesus is talking to me right now. Myself and my word is one. And I cannot go above my word. Whatever you send my word to do is going to accomplish because my word and I have one. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the word. And the word, let me tell you, Shakosi Mitarabo Sotileba. Rimako Shababa Bokundiliba. Rimako Shokola Rabamba Kole. Siliki Shikuta Labamba Labaso Kota. No interpretation. I said it all the time. No interpretation. I said it all the time. I am building up my spirit man with my Father God. Sengo Shaba. Siki Totote Ke Baba Babo Kema. In order for me to minister on this level, I gotta hear from him. Kishakola. In the beginning was the word. Abako. Listen to this. Whatever you need is in the word. Whatever you need is in him. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Are you hearing this? When you speak the word of God, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Proverbs 18:21. Let me make sure that I quote that scripture right. But I believe it is. When you speak the word of God, you are promoting life on that situation right there. Debt. It is right here. Debt and life. Debt and life. Debt and life are in the power of the tongue. That means you have debt in your mouth and you have life in your mouth. Choose whom you're going to serve this day. Are you going to eat debt? Are you going to eat life? I want to choose life, so I'm going to speak life. And you know what happened when Jesus spoke life? He and the Father were sitting up there communicating in Genesis 1. Heaven and earth was created. And the earth was without void. There was nothing there. There was no form. It was darkness upon the face of the deep. In the water, there was darkness. And the Spirit of God. The words that you speak out of your mouth, John 6, you got to get this. Put your hand on your head and get it. John 6, 63 is in display right here now. And Jesus spoke. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And then John 6, 63 says, there is life in the word of God. So here goes life. Here goes life. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So out of the abundance of the mouth, God spoke, and light came. The action came. Fort. Light comes forth. Father, Father, put your hand on your head. Child of God, the child of God on the line could be either man or a woman. You are his kingdom creation. Take out your oil. I was told all the time when you come, bring your oil. Take your oil out. Open up your oil. Anoint your forehead with oil. Making the sign of the cross and declare that life is in the word of God. Declare that life runs after you. Put it in your hands. Open the middle of your hand and put it in your hand and cough for life. Put it on your mouth. Anoint your mouth and speak life. My God, my God, I want you to smell it. I want you to taste it. And I want you to feel it. And I want you to see it. What you need, I want you to see it now being manifested in the natural. It is already created in the spirit and kingdom, but you have to also see it manifesting now in the flesh, otherwise in the natural. Precious Father, Holy Kingdom, Kingdom of God, come Messiah, come now and touch, open up your windows, pour out your blessing upon your children. Why? That way, Lord God, they will not have room enough to receive it. The kingdom of God is pronounced to be rich. And when you receive that kingdom, it has no lack. Richness comes out of it. Healing comes out of it. Sanctification comes out of it. Righteousness comes out of it. All your building blocks that you need to have a foundation in your life, to bring your life into order. Sonia, you could put Proverbs 18:21 also. That will match it up with John 6:63. So you could put Proverbs 18:21. You could also put Genesis 1. Genesis 1, where you say in the beginning was the word. No, not in the beginning was the word. Genesis 1. I think it was Genesis 1 verse. In Genesis 1 verse 1 to 2, we just talk about, where there was light. So put Genesis 1, where there's life. Let me tell you something tonight. The fire of God is running through your house. You need to just open your mouth and just breathe it in. Go right ahead. Breathe it in, take it in, suck it in. It is the vapor of God. It's the manifestation of healing. It's the manifestation of deliverance. It is the manifestation of salvation. It is also the manifestation of restoration. And you're talking about peace? Is the manifestation of joy? And peace. In him we have our being. Certainly, I would say there is no other God beside him. He does not live in buildings, he lives inside of you. You are his building. You go Google that and see and find it. Look in the word for yourself and see where he said he will not live in buildings anymore. That's what he said. He said he will come and he will take residence in you. That's what he said. Masi Ki, let me see if I could find it over here. That Sonia could put it in the chat. Let me see if I could find it. I'm looking at Google and I'm going to see if I could find it. Shira Makorira Baba. Dakorina Mama Ma. Yamakorira Baba Baba Baba. Lakira Baba Santa. (clears Dikosababa. Rema kova mama. Well, I just found one in Acts 17, 24 to 28. Acts 17, 24 to 28. Let me go in my Bible and see. Acts 17, 24 to 28. And I'm reading it, and then we could go out with this one here. Acts 17. Aya mama kotere babayata. Ramakoshikira babaya. I thank you, Lord, for your peace and your presence. I thank you, Lord, for your everlasting kindness. I thank you, Lord, because in you we move and we have our being. Thank you, Lord. Certainly, there is no placemat in this earth that can take your place. God, that made the whole world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. So he's not living in temples anymore. He's not living in temples anymore. He's not living in temples. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple. 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 Nobody can destroy that temple. You are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17. Know we not that you are the temple, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Don't you know this? If any man defile the temple of God, 1 Corinthians 3, 16. Somebody put that up. 1 Corinthians 3, 16. 1 Corinthians 3, 16. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. First Corinthians 3, 16 to 17. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight that I come and I stand in the gap with your children. I stand in the gap for myself and for your children to the nations. I plead the blood of Jesus over every single one of them tonight. And I break the spirit of the Leviathan from off their lives. And the Python spirit from off their life. And the dog type spirit from off their lives. Coven, break that spirit off of their, oh my God, Coven, Coven. Whoa, why do I say Coven? What is Coven is witchcraft. Let me see something. Oh, shake baba. When you of Coven, that's a part of witchcraft. Coven? Let me tell you. It's a part of witchcraft, but I want to verify it. Yes. The bind the witches off our lives. Every ritual, every paganism, every spell casting. Every similar spirit, break it and bind it in the name of Jesus. Every Wicca, bind it, break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Come against every Kumama in my koshe, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the Makoraba, in the spiritual witchcraft, you are bound in the mighty name of Jesus. You are bound in the name of Jesus. My God, bound in Jesus' name, bound, bound from our families, from our children. Yeredaba, mekoredaba, Coven. Well, well, well. In Jesus' mighty name, take that ear, take that in, and break it off of your family. Take that in and break that off of your family. Break that off of your family. Bind witches off of your family. Bind COVID off of your family. Every witch is off of your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every spell that's spoken over your family, we break it and we bind it now in the name of Jesus. Every word that's spoken over your family, we break it and we bind it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we break it, we break it, we break it, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that comes in the cloth, that walks around with cloth, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break it. Every coloring cloth, red cloth, blue cloth, white, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus that uses to put these spell on people. I break it. Every stereotype, every lying spirit. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, we praise you. We thank you, we praise you. We thank you, we praise you. Every one of them that forming in the house, in the basement, in the bedrooms, we indispicable. Makoshiki bababa. We break those kind of TV spirit, the spirit of Buffy that you children used to watch in the house. We break every spirit. When we growing up, my kids growing up, they used to watch Bewitch. We break all those spirit in the house. Glory to God. Break it and bind it up in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Oh, la baka take it, baba buku, baba, baba, baba. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. My. Sorry to keep you over, but you know what? That just come upon me. That just come upon me. So there's no sorry about keeping you over because we just need to break that. And that is bound. And we plead the blood and they got to flee. Run out of there with their tail, run out like a dog in heat. Run out just like Jesus said. And they say, where do you want to go? He said, put me in the swine and I drive you out now. Go in a resting place. Get out of the homes. Get off the street. Go to kota ba ba ba. Ikita bo bo kota ba 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 ba. Ikita bo bo ba. Get off of my street. Get off of their street. Get out of their house. Get out of their car. Get out of their faces. Ikota ba 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 ba. Get out of their family generational curse. We break and we bind it now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Have a great night. Have a great night. Have a great night. Have a great night. Fire in the house. Fire. Thank you, Sana. Yes, fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Everyone, good night tonight. May God bless you.